Let's listen to some sentences and try to identify the parts of speech of certain words. First sentence, someone's watching you. Here, what part of speech is the word someone? Let's look at another. Neither comes in blue. In this sentence, what part of speech is the word neither? And how about the word little in this sentence? Little can be done to save him. One more. How about one in the sentence? One must consider all the alternatives. If you said pronouns in all these cases, you're right. But in fact, these are all members of a special group of pronouns with a kind of special quality. All these are called indefinite pronouns. And the most distinctive trait is that, unlike many other pronouns, they don't have antecedents. At least, not express ones like personal pronouns, which are the most common types of pronouns. For example, he is a personal pronoun. In the sentence, Joe knew he could win the race, he refers to Joe. So Joe is what's called the antecedent of the pronoun he, the thing that it's referencing. Indefinite pronouns are different. In fact, the word indefinite is your clue that they don't refer directly to a clearly specified person, place, or thing. Here's a longer list of indefinite pronouns. Anyone, anybody, anything, any, all, another, both, each, either, few, neither, many, more, most, everyone, everybody, everything, little, much, none, no one, nobody, nothing, one, others, several, some, and finally somebody, someone, and something. Of course, some of these can function as other parts of speech too. For example, in most like ice cream, the word most is an indefinite pronoun. But in most people like ice cream, most is an adjective. It's modifying the noun people. Only when one of these words is functioning as a noun, usually as a subject or object, does it qualify as a pronoun. Another interesting property of indefinite pronouns is that some of them are considered singular, some plural, and some can be either, depending on what they represent. For example, everybody is always singular and always takes a singular verb. Everybody knows, everybody sees, everybody eats, everybody is. Both, few, many, others, and several are all plural. Both are correct. Few know the difference. Many visit on Saturdays. Several get paid. Examples of indefinite pronouns that can be singular or plural include all, any, more, most, none, or some. So in all is well, all is really intended as a singular thing, so it gets the singular verb is. But in all are happy, the word all really represents multiple people. So here it gets the plural verb are. More is better, more are coming. None is correct, none are lost. So whenever you notice a word that's doing the job of a noun or pronoun, even though it doesn't point specifically to some other person, place, or thing, take a moment to appreciate the unique properties of indefinite pronouns.